went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. So if you want to get a hold of me, I would ask you to stop into the office. And when you come into the complex off of Canal Street, you'll be staring at five buildings. Two on the left, one in the middle, and two on the right. We are the second building on the left. And when you come in that building, we are the very first office on your right. And we would love for you to stop in and say hello and bring whatever health questions that you have with you so that I can answer them. That's the best way to get an answer. Second best way to get an answer would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering that phone 99% of the time, and since I'm the one who's going to answer your question, that's probably the best person you should be talking to. So call me directly on my cell phone. Please do not text that phone. It does not receive texts. I will never get your text. I will certainly never answer your texts because I never received your text. But if you do want to do the texting technology, you can text me at my email. I think that's called email. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C. R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Either one of those three ways, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. Having health issues is not something we ever sign up for, but it is something that we create based on the choices that we make. And I want you to make better choices. I want you to get on God's plan, which is to exercise your birthright, which is to be healthy. And if you've gotten lost along the way and you need to be found, and need a new way of looking at your life, I'm happy to give you that level of understanding. That's what we do this show for. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And so if your health matters, and it should always matter, And it's not the way that you want it to be, and you're tired of the treadmill of treatment with the endless medications, the endless tests, the endless doctor's visits with no actual solution to your problem, then you should get in touch with me, and you should call me, and you should continue to listen to our radio show. Now, the man in studio with me, he's a special guest supporting host. His name is Marshall Mermel. He's the man that actually 16 years ago got me on the radio. He's the man behind the scenes who actually works directly with our lovely other host, Mark Sabin, who's busy dealing with some family stuff. And it's so wonderful to have Marshall in studio. He's been a friend for a very long time. He's a brother from another mother. And I just appreciate everything about him because of how he supports me and my ability to help you, the patient. And so you too should be appreciative of Marshall. And so we want to say welcome, Marshall, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you, Doc Rick. It's really a privilege to be here working with you for all these years, but more specifically for your ability to help people with their health care. I want to start out on an important topic. Getting good health care isn't necessarily what you see in medicine today. At least I've heard that from a lot of people, and that's my experience. There seems to be a battle going on for people because of the amount of money driving health care and medicine. And it's turned from treating people more about money. How much is being driven by insurance companies and drug manufacturers?
Well, would it surprise you, Marshall, if I tell you that all of it is being driven by profit margins, increasing profit margins, and doing the least amount of work for the greatest amount of financial reward? And this includes the insurance companies and the drug manufacturers. So all of healthcare is being controlled by and regulated through government regulations and oversights and this, that, and the other thing in an effort to get people to pay more money for less quality care and get to pay for it in advance of the care.
Well, I think the people who chose to go into medicine, it seems to me, sure want to help people get healthy. And there's no doubt that there's room for what, in my other aspect of clean technology and things, trying to renew the earth. We call it the triple bottom line. You know, you should be entitled to a fair return, but you're also there to improve the environment and people's health and also create a social impact. So there are more and more places where doctors can't be found. Why is that happening?
Well, again, Marshall, doctors will go where the money is, and most areas that have no money to afford a quality doctor have to learn to live without. Society has dictated that if you're not making more today than you did yesterday, then you're actually failing. And so everything is about bottom line. Everything is about profit margins. Everything is about what have you done for me lately. And if you're not making a whole bunch of money, then you're not succeeding in life. And if you can't keep up with the Joneses, then we don't want anything to do with you. And healthcare is no different, and pharmacological care is no different. And the technology that's involved in all the screening machines and the scanning machines, et cetera, is no different. It's like, okay, when I do a basic evaluation on a person, listening to their blood pressure and listening to their heartbeat and taking their temperature and those sorts of things, that's what you learn the very first week of med school.
Right.
And then they pile a whole bunch of information on top of it that you forget the purpose of what a basic physical exam is about and the plethora of information that you get from taking somebody's blood pressure, taking somebody's pulse, taking somebody's height and weight, and doing the basics that usually is relegated to a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner or whatever. But it doesn't have any weight anymore because it's about getting people into the technology, ordering the expensive tests, ordering expensive treatments, finding out an exotic name and giving a person a diagnosis that's going to require lots and lots and lots of care. And that's why they're willing to give away a screen. They'll do a screening for free. Come in and get a free screening. Why? Because they know if they screen 10 people, 7 people are going to have the problem. So they're willing to give away 10 free exams. Why? Because they're going to get paid on the back end. And it's about how do we get people into the funnel, the funnel of healthcare that's ultimately going to squeeze them out at the bottom, a totally used up entity that doesn't have any ability to survive anymore anyway. So good, we're done with that person. There's 7.4 billion other people that we can get into our system. So how do we get as many people in as fast as possible so that we can extract as much money as possible? And if they get well, that wasn't necessarily... Well, that's a wonderful side effect of what we did, but that really wasn't the purpose of why we did what we did. What we did was because it's about money.
So, you know, it's kind of like the factory floor model. You know, you go into a medical practitioners, not all of them, but a lot of them are belong to these larger groups. And, you know, they are being judged by how many – you only have 6 minutes to see the person, then you got to move on to the next one.
Right.
So – prescription medicines are doubling and tripling in cost. What are people who can't afford the medicines they're told that they have to take? What do they do?
Well, unfortunately, they're going to need to find alternatives. And some of those alternatives are alternative treatments, like what I do every day. And sometimes it means doing recreational drugs to mask the feelings associated with their condition if they cannot afford their prescriptions. And that's why we're seeing such a huge investment in the CBDs and the hemp oils, et cetera. And that's why, you know, street drugs are making a huge comeback. Why? Because people couldn't afford their OxyContin. So they, instead of going and getting the Oxy, which they can't get anymore because they don't manufacture it anymore, they're turning to things like heroin.
Wow. Well, you offer a different course of action. Can you explain for our listeners how an alternative healthcare practice works?
Well, my office specifically works to find the cause of an imbalance that is presented to the time in the office for care. We put the individual through an evaluation to help them change their focus from treating the symptoms to looking for the underlying cause of why they feel the way that they do. We talk about all the time, this is a phrase I use every day in the office, if we find the underlying reason for why you have what you have and we address the why, then the what goes away. So much of medicine is identifying what you have and then giving you a masking agent for what you have and never addressing why you have it. Nobody addresses why one has high blood pressure. No one addresses why one has high cholesterol. No one addresses why someone has high blood sugar. But they will medicate it and they will monitor it and they will, quote, manage it. And if you listen to the TV commercials, you will listen to the phrases associated with the medication. Talk to your medical doctor about how we can help you manage your condition. Why manage a condition? Why not fix the darn thing?
Yeah, Doc, I totally agree with you. I mean, you've gotten me off of 4 medications. I'm no longer a diabetic. The fact is, many listeners, doctors work for them, for us, for all of us. Anytime you're hiring somebody, at least in my business, you want to find out what the services they offer. Is it the same thing in medicine?
Absolutely. Here's the thing, and that's the most important thing is, yes, please, everyone listening, appreciate, your doctor is your employee. You are the CEO of your company. Your company is called Your Health. Your doctor works for you. If you don't like the way your employee is working for you, in most corporations, you're going to get a thing called fired. So here's the thing. You need to go into your medical doctor the next time that you're asked to come in for a result of a test, or you're asked to come in to get a test done, or you're asked to come review the findings, or it's time for the next test, et cetera, whatever. Whatever treadmill they have you going in and out of their doctor's office for, you need to go in and you need to remind them, doctor, not from nothing, but you work for me. I am your employee. If I don't come in, I mean, I'm your CEO. You're my employee. If you're not doing your job sufficiently, I'm not coming in anymore. And well, that's going to affect their bottom line. So we need to remind doctors that it's a privilege to treat a patient and that we need to focus on the patient, not necessarily worry about, is this a covered service or not a covered service? Have the conversation with the patient. Listen, we need to order this test. This is going to help me understand what's wrong with you so that we can give you the best care possible so we can get you well. Unfortunately, this test is not covered by your insurance. So we've negotiated up front a price that is something that you should be able to afford. Right. This is the direction that we need to go in. Good. You gave the patient all the information they need to make a decision. Now they get to decide for themselves whether they choose to go forward or not.
I think this is an extremely important issue, Doc. When I hire a contractor to work in my business, and I hire a lot of them, I want to make sure I'm hiring the right person. So I can't emphasize, we should be doing that with our doctors, correct?
Absolutely, but that's always going to depend on the individual. If they have little or no money and good insurance, then perhaps they will go where their insurance will pay. And most insurance practices are influenced by what they can do and what they can get paid for doing versus what's in the best interest of the patient when insurance won't authorize or pay for that particular service. So health becomes a passive process for the people who probably need the care insurance won't pay for or won't cover as needed. And unfortunately, that's a very sad situation. So when somebody comes into my office and they ask me even before they come in, or maybe they ask when they come in, do you accept insurance? And I'm like, well, let's take a look at that for a second. The short answer is no, but let me tell you why it's a no. And the reason why it's a no is because your insurance company is going to do what's in the best of their stockholders and what's in the best of their bottom line in an effort to make the biggest amount of profit possible. So they collect premiums from you, the consumer. You pay your premium, and they're collecting money. They're happy to collect money because then it makes their stockholders happy. Now, if they have to pay for a test or pay for a procedure or pay for a treatment or pay for your care over time, are they collecting money or are they spending money?
Spending money.
And if they're spending more money than they're taking in, is that business going to be solvent?
Not really.
Are they going to stay in business very long?
Well, not really the way they're going about it.
Right. So what do insurance companies need to do? They're a business like anybody else. They are governed by their profit margins. They are governed by their shareholders. They are governed by making sure they're making profit. So they're going to cut corners. They're going to authorize some things that are cost effective. They're going to not authorize other things because they cost too much money or they're not in the best interest of the medical model. And they're going to manipulate. And doctors understand this and they're like, you know what? We need to order this test, but insurance won't pay for it. So we can order a different test. It's not probably going to be appropriate for you, but maybe it'll help us help you anyway. And so that's the rock and the hard place that most medical practitioners who accept insurance are up against.
Right. And I think they feel in a bind, a lot of them, not all of them. Nowadays, it is possible to find online reviews about doctors. Do you think these reviews give you the information that you need?
Not always. Sometimes the office can get reviews from only their positive patients, and sometimes an office will get a negative review from a patient because of lack of communication and understanding about the process of care. And some people with severe health issues lash out at their doctor because the doctor won't do what the patient asks, and the patient leaves in a state of being upset and then posts a review expressing their dissatisfaction, when in truth, the doctor may have done everything correctly. My experience of reviews is to read through all of them, and just because a good or bad review is posted doesn't mean that that's the whole story, and a negative review seems a little disjointed, as talking to the doctor or to create harmony and agreement is the best way to handle the upset anyway, and the two people involved need to be willing to come to an agreement, and in my office, it's all me. So when you come to see me, you're the person that I'm the person that you're going to be dealing with. So if there's an upset, hopefully we can have that conversation and hopefully I can help to get rid of the upset and get rid of the disagreement so that we can go forward. And that's one of the things that I mentioned to all my patients when we first sit down. If there's something you don't understand or if there's something that you don't agree with, please bring it to my attention so that we can come to a mutual understanding so that we can go back to focusing on why you're here, which is to move you in the right direction to get you healthy.
I think, Doc, that is really unusual for most practitioners, your approach.
That's because they don't have the time because they're governed by insurance, and the average medical doctor's office visit is roughly 3 minutes.
So exactly. So, you know, most people don't have a PhD to get through their health, so they need some answers, they need some clarity. It sounds like, however, that healthcare is a vastly complex subject.
It is, and it doesn't have to be. Healthcare is about caring for the health of another, doing the best job possible for the benefit of the one needing the care. That's what healthcare is supposed to be. But when you bring third parties in, and when you bring insurance companies in, and claims adjusters, and all of that minutia that goes into it, that you know scrutinizes the situation, and the doctor is just trying to do the right thing but also keep their doors open because they have overhead and they got a huge staff and they have all the best technology, etc., which costs a lot of money. That's where healthcare costs spiral out of control. I want people to get back to basics. When you install the basics of good food, good water, good sleep, good exercise, good relationships, harmony, balance, staying out of stressful situations, having the time to recover, etc., then you don't need to have the expensive bells and whistles associated with just simply trying to understand what's wrong with a person.
So it sounds like you really don't need it. The listeners don't need to be PhDs in economics and health and all these things. So how do you know, or how would they know, that they're getting the best answers for themselves?
Well, you need to ask questions and do research and become a health expert in your care and your health, because it is yours. You need to ask the right questions, which is why I love when people come into my office and why we take the time that we take. My initial exam and consultation, Marshall, is an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half of FaceTime with me. It's not you're sitting in a room for an hour waiting for the doctor and then you get half an hour with the doctor or 10 minutes with the doctor and then you wait another 20 minutes. No, you spend an hour and a half minimum FaceTime with me during your initial evaluation. And in the evaluation, we cover a lot of information, but all the information is broken down into simplistic 5 or 6 year old mentality. Not to insult a person's intelligence, but the simpler you keep it, the more a person understands, the more affinity they can develop for the understanding, and the more willingness they will have, because they understand, to go forward with the care that's going to be beneficial for them.
So sometimes people do need surgery. You certainly want to get the best surgeon you can find, right?
Yes, you do.
Well, what about if you want to avoid surgery in the first place?
Well, then you need to go back to the beginning, and you need to be proactive with diet, with exercise, lead a balanced life, and stay focused on your health. And that's why we do this show. This show is called When Your Health Matters. We want it to matter, not when you're in a crisis. We want it to matter so that you never have a crisis. I share this all the time. It's been over 23 years since I've been sick. Why? Because I actively manage my health every day in everything that I do, with my food, with my water, with the relationships that I have, with how I lead my life, and I do everything that I can to lead a stress-free life as possible. And I still get stressed in spite of all the positive attention that I put in on it, but not to the point where I'm masking symptoms with medications, because I don't have symptoms. I don't have any problems.
So how do our listeners go about finding the right professional for themselves?
Well, we've already touched on it. Online reviews may be helpful and maybe not. Asking your friends and neighbors who they use and if they are new to the area. Search the internet and read through the website of the different providers. Google search is a great tool to narrow down the field. You got to do research. And just because the person has the most positive reviews doesn't necessarily mean that they're the most qualified provider. They may just be a good people person. But at the end of the day, you want somebody that has an understanding. And not to toot my own horn, but you go to my website, spineboy.com. It's got 410 pages of different health conditions that explain the medical perspective, explain the alternative perspective, and gives people functional advice that they can apply to themselves in an effort to help get over their condition. That's my website. Good. Go to my website. If I don't answer your question on my website, send me an email and I'll write an article specifically for your question, because that's how my website has gotten as big as it's gotten.
Right. So if people do that, how would they know, with all that information, how would they know if an alternative perspective is right for them?
Well, how would you know you're hiring the right person? You're going to do an interview. Go interview the doctor. Have a consultation to see if the philosophy is a match. Have an examination that should be a touch-and-tell exam, where the doctor does a test and tells you the result and what it means. In my office, that's what we do. We do a touch-and-tell exam because it's important for the patient not just to sit there passively while I'm doing testing on them, but to understand what the testing means and what it means for their overall health and what it means for what their condition is and what it means for a solution for their condition.
Well, don't we think that folks need to seek good health care long before they're sick?
Well, if you're smart, again, that goes back to being proactive and living a lifestyle that keeps you healthy, and then you never have to be sick. And that's, I want to put more people in the boat than I'm in, people who don't get sick. And we can all go live on an island where this is called the healthy state of the world, and everybody else can live on the other islands that are unhealthy. And you get to decide for yourself, do you want to live on the healthy island or do you want to live on the unhealthy island?
So what kind of questions do people need to ask?
That depends on what you're trying to understand. I have a webpage on my website, spineboy.com, that helps you ask the right question if you're either given a prescription medication or if surgery is recommended. And I encourage everyone to download and print each page out so that you're prepared to ask the questions when you're sitting in front of your doctor. You're sitting in front of a surgeon. You have questions that you need to get answered in order to say yes to the surgery. Good. I have 15 questions on my website for you to go ask the surgeon. If you're going to be given a brand new prescription medication, I've got 15 questions for you to ask the doctor about the prescription that they're giving you in terms of, is it going to fix your problem or just simply mask the symptoms? These are questions that you as the consumer need to understand before you say yes to what's being offered to you.
Right.
Then you're the one driving the car. You're not the passenger in the back going to wherever the taxi cab wants to take you.
So this just brought up a thought. So how often are patients unable to get the help they need from doctors or hospitals?
That's a good question. I don't have the actual statistics, and I guess it may be more often than anyone wants, especially the doctors who are trained to administer the care. A doctor wants to do the right thing. The administration that they're underneath may not allow them to do the right thing because they can't get paid. I mean, I watch TV shows with my wife all the time. There's an emergency room or emergency room department show that comes on. I think it's on Wednesdays or Thursdays. I don't know because I don't pay attention to the day. But we watch it, and we watch what goes on. And there was an episode a couple weeks ago of the nurse disagreeing with how the parents wanted to treat their child and basically kidnapped the child and locked it in a treatment room, and the police came and arrested the nurse. And at the end of the day, the nurse was right that the kid did have an infection that needed care. But it was interesting how the story unfolded over a couple of episodes of about how this was going to go. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm sitting there watching it from my perspective, and I'm saying, you know, this is interesting that they're creating this controversy within doctors and who's in charge, the patient or the medical doctor. And at the end of the day, who'd they make in charge and who was right? The medical doctor, right? Not the parents.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, what kind of subtle undertones is that creating in the psyche of people? Well, you need to listen to your doctor because they know better than you do, even when it seems like they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. So you should ask the practitioner about treatment protocols, right?
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, the doctor should be willing to explain to the patient what the urgency is, what their options are. You know what question is always on the table? What if I choose to do nothing? Hmm. That's a question the doctor should answer.
Right.
And it shouldn't answer it in a confrontational way. It should answer it because, guess what? That's a valid question. I don't need to get argumentative with you because you're asking a question that doesn't line up with what I'd like for you to do.
Right.
Who does the doctor work for again?
The patient.
Works for the patient. So you need to be nurturing the patient and doing what the patient, maybe the patient doesn't have the understanding. Good. Take the time to explain it to them in non-technical terms. Take the time to educate them so that they will make the right decision, because everybody wants to make the right decision.
And I think that comes down to the fact that doctors don't always have the answers to why people have their health concerns. Would you agree?
I agree with that. And that's the thing that's frustrating. It's like if you go to the most widely researched medical website in the world, this is what I pattern my website after to be a counterbalance for this medical website. The I don't like to use the name, but I'm going to use it here. WebMD.
Right.
Okay. Every single condition that you can find on WebMD, you know what their solution is? Medication.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you have. You're going to need medication, because that's the philosophy. That's what sells prescription drugs. That's what keeps the whole healthcare system in business. I want people to have a choice. I think everybody should have a choice. I think it should be within everybody's right to make the choice that is best for them, not necessarily what society says should be the choice that they should make. You should never should on anybody, okay? You should give them the freedom, okay? God gives us the thing called free will. We should be able to exercise that. And with that being said, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor. Sorry for getting too intense, people, but I am passionate about what it is that we talk about here. So please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Okay. And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, please call my cell phone directly if you're not going to walk into the office. You can always walk into the office, but if you want to call my cell phone directly, I'll be the one answering the phone. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone, as it doesn't have the ability to receive texts, and I will never respond to you, and that may frustrate you. So if you want to do the texting technology, please email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And get a hold of me either way, and I'm happy to answer your health-related questions. And today, Mark Marshall and I are talking about what goes on in my office and how I approach people and help people navigate things alternatively if they're not interested in going the traditional allopathic medical way. And you have more questions and comments, et cetera.
I do. You successfully treat people even when Western medicine seems flummoxed. How do you do that?
Well, I focus on the patient versus the diagnosis, and I look to understand and address the mechanism of cause and the understanding the reason why versus the masking of symptoms with medications. And it's just the difference between a mechanistic approach versus a suppressive masking approach, where allopathic medicine is about prescribing medications that you may be on for your whole life, versus trying to understand the mechanism of why one would need to take a medication because of their symptom. And when you address the why, the what goes away.
Well, you told me once about a call you received from someone who was rushed to a major hospital due to what seemed to be liver failure, but it wasn't what the doctors thought it was. What happened and what did you do?
Well, the brother of an individual called me and asked me to look at his sister before they do a liver transplant on her, because his feeling was they were not looking to find out why her liver enzymes were so high, and they just wanted to move her towards the liver replacement surgery and felt her liver was failing. So she's in a major metropolitan hospital north of New York City. I think it was Westchester Medical Center. And so I went with him to the hospital and went into the room, and I evaluated her, and I did what I was needed to do based upon what I found. And as my mentor once said, if you fix what you find, so that's what I did. And then I asked him to call me and let me know what happens. And the interesting thing happened. 2 days later, she was discharged from the hospital with her original liver now working properly and no reason to replace her liver. And she went home and back to her normal life. And so when I first got there, I was able to get her blood results and her liver enzymes, which should never be above 30. Hers was up over 7,000.
Whoa.
So you can understand why the medical practitioner is like, your liver's failing, we need to replace your liver. But they never once asked, well, why are her liver enzymes that high? And so when I came in, I had brought with me everything that I would need from my office to address whatever reason why she was there. And we just simply opened up the pathways and got her liver to drain the way that it was supposed to and go back to functioning by rebooting her liver system. And, I got a phone call from him a couple days. Actually, I called him and I said, so this was on a Saturday when I went down there. And I saw him Tuesday morning at a network group that I used to belong to. And I said, so what happened with your sister? He says, oh, she's got out of the hospital yesterday. I said, well, what happened? He says, you wouldn't believe, the next day after you left, her liver enzymes came back to normal. I was like, that's wonderful. Yeah. I said, so they discharged her? Yeah, there was no reason for her to be there anymore because all her lab values went back to normal. Thanks again for what you did, Doc. And, at the end of the day, it's what I'm supposed to be doing is supposed to be helping people. And that was one of those particular cases that was fascinating. And, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I believe what I was taught, and I believe in the philosophy that I practice in my office, which is ask the patient's body, figure out what you're finding, address what you find, and let the body fix itself, because our bodies are meant to heal. That's the properties that God gave all of us.
Well, I think we're beginning to see that the medical profession are beginning to advocate lifestyle changes to improve people's health, as along with doctors like healthcare practitioners that are alternative like you. Are they finally moving in the right direction?
They certainly are, and at the end of the day, you can't run from the truth. And the truth is that medicine has its place when you're in a crisis. But it shouldn't be what you do to maintain your health, because medicine and health are actually the opposite. They're two diametrically opposed things. You don't use medicine to get healthy. You use health to get healthy. You use medicine to treat disease. But you don't want to get stuck in the habit of just continually treating the disease, managing the disease, which is what the TV commercials will make you think into your subconscious. No, you want to fix the problem.
Well, is it true that doctors in medical school don't study much about nutrition?
Nutrition is not part of their normal curriculum. There are doctors who are now studying nutrition because they recognize the importance of God's first medicine, which was food and will always continue to be food. There are doctors who are waking up who are tired of writing prescriptions knowing that it's not going to fix their problem. So now they're looking for alternatives, which happens to be the field that I'm in.
So is there a way to combine the type of proactive health care you advocate along with the treatment methods of modern medicine?
Well, I actually encourage everyone to consider the best of both worlds, and many times my approach removes the need for the medical care, and ultimately that's what people want. They don't want to go get another prescription. They don't want to go in and have a surgical procedure. They want just to get back to what health is and what a normal life is, and so my job is to move them in that direction to the best of my ability, but 99 times out of 100, when a person comes to me, it's because they're tired of the medical care. They've already been under medical care, and now it's my job to help facilitate them working with their medical doctor or with the pharmacist that I recommend and use to help facilitate them getting off their medication in a healthy way, in a legal way, and in a way that's not going to jeopardize their health.
Right. So do current testing methods help get accurate diagnosis?
Well, that's the intention, and sometimes a result can be misleading with a false positive or a false negative. So testings aren't always 100% foolproof.
Well, how much variation is there in how different doctors approach health?
Well, as many different variations as there are doctors. The system wants everything uniform, and you cannot treat everyone the same, even though insurance asks the doctors to do it that way based on what they will cover. Everyone is an individual, and what applies to one may not apply to another with a similar presentation, which is why when you come into my office, everybody is a clean slate. I'm going to take a unique history from them. I'm going to do a unique evaluation for them, and their results are going to be unique to them. And then the solutions that we apply are based upon that specific individual.
So what do you ask, or what do you have your patients ask their doctors to get the information that you need to get them healthy?
Ask them that exact question. What do I need to do based on where I'm starting from to restore my health and then maintain my health so that I don't get the health concerns that you want me to take medication for? What do I have to do to go back to being healthy?
Right. And that makes complete sense. What should one do the first moment we notice something's wrong with ourselves?
Well, get it looked at with a discerning and trained eye so that you understand what the reason is for why you're noticing something's not right or when you notice something's wrong. You don't necessarily want to run to the doctor that's going to write you a prescription. You want to run to a doctor that's going to explain to you what's going on. So many times people go to doctors and they're disenchanted with the results that they get. Why? Because the doctor never actually answered my question.
Right. I've heard that before. My wife tells me that too. What should you ask your doctor about the medication you're being prescribed?
Will this fix my problem or simply mask the symptom? And what are the consequences of taking the medication or not taking the medication? I mean, that's the foundational basis. There's a list of 15 questions that I would ask a patient to ask their doctor when they're being given a prescription medication. There's another list of 15 questions that you should ask your doctor if they're asking you to have surgery. And you need to ask all the questions, and you need to get answers that make sense to you, because you're the one who has to make the decision. Don't be browbeat into getting something done simply because they think they know better than you do. Well, if they know better than you, then they need to break it down and give you the understanding that you need so that you can get in agreement with whatever it is that they want you to do. But you can't force things.
Right. So are drugs ever a cure, or do they just suppress symptoms?
Well, they suppress symptoms by replacing the control the body has lost. And for most, if not all, medication, the medication may need to be permanent. And everyone needs to consider that before beginning every medication, because there are a lot of commercials that say, do not stop this medication without medical supervision because you could die. And, you know, that's pretty unscrupulous tactics as far as I'm concerned. If you could die if you don't take your medication, then you need to come up with a better solution, because I'm not going to take something because my life may dictate that I'm not in a position to take it. Maybe I traveled and I didn't remember to count the number of pills that I'm supposed to have, and now I'm in a foreign country and I can't gain access to my medication. I don't think that's a good option for doctors or pharmaceutical companies to be administering to patients when a patient could potentially die from the medication.
When are treating symptoms a good option?
In a crisis where the person cannot focus on a true solution because of pain or because of the crisis itself. I mean, if you've got a rupture to an artery and blood is being pumped out of you every time your heart beats, don't call me.
Right.
I'm not the right person to call. You need to go to the emergency room, and you need to deal with the emergency room doctors who are equipped to handle just such a situation. Don't call me.
So, right.
I think that's a good place for us to take a break, Marshall. We need to hear a commercial break from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. Please listen to the commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone. That's right. I'm giving you my cell phone number, and I want you to call if you have a question. That phone number is area code 845-561-2225, again, 845-561-2225, or you can email me. Don't text my phone because it doesn't receive text, but you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And today, Marshall and I have been discussing what happens when you come into my office and how I help a person navigate their health issue.
Well, Doc, let's start out from this perspective right now. Most people's immune systems do not seem to be functioning optimally due to diet, pollution, stress. What do you do to help them rebuild their strength?
Well, you need to stop the problem-based behavior and move into the health-building lifestyle is essentially what we need to do. So each person is a unique individual. Each person has a unique set of imbalances. So you need to properly evaluate them. You need to understand what's going on with them. And then you can offer advice that's going to be specific for them.
So how often are the changes to one's health internal changes that a person doesn't see or feel?
Well, all of them will involve internal change before external results occur. So all of them.
Well, how do you recognize subtle changes in, let's say, metabolism, blood chemistry, and hormonal changes?
Well, if you pay attention to your health and your function, you will notice the subtle changes. And when a person starts to get well, they don't go from being on one side of the door where they're sick to crossing the threshold to being well all of a sudden in one simple step forward. No, they're going to have subtle changes that go on. And as long as they're improving and as long as they're moving up the scale of health, however long it takes to get to the top rung, I'm not really concerned with.
Well, does it make much sense to get tests for these types of health issues, or is there another way?
Well, some level of evaluation is definitely going to be necessary. I say start with a health practitioner who is focused on health and not focused on treating disease. Sometimes tests are necessary. I let the medical doctors offer those tests and order those expensive tests, because if they order them, then there's a chance that their insurance will pay for them. I like to get the results, because then I can help the person basically understand what the tests mean and decipher what the tests mean and create clarity for what the tests mean, rather than being left in the dark by saying, well, your cholesterol's high.
Right.
Well, let's see how high it is. How does that compare to all your other liver function tests, and how does that compare with your overall health and your triglycerides, et cetera, and what your digestive system's doing? Because your digestive system feeds the liver, and if your liver is in charge of your cholesterol and your cholesterol is out of balance, then we should probably trace back to why your cholesterol is high and not just simply say, well, your cholesterol is high, you need this diabetes-causing medication called a statin.
Right. Well, if somebody gets these medications like statins, how do you find out about what the doctor does about the side effects?
You simply ask them, hopefully before you start the medication. So when this starts to create liver enzyme problems, which you're going to have me come in and get blood tests for, because the TV commercial taught me that I'm going to need to have, you know, blood evaluations on a six-month basis when you give somebody this medication. What do you do when their liver enzymes are high and they've had them taking this medication for the last 6 months? Let the doctor answer that question before you say yes to taking the prescription.
Right.
Because that may say, you know what, I'm not interested in that, so we're going to have to find another way. You're the doctor. Find me another way. But taking that crap is not going to be something that I'm going to agree to.
So since side effects can be severe or even worse than the problem medicine is meant to treat, what are some of the other options?
Well, that's just it. You need to figure out what those other options are. You know, when the commercial tells you that one of the side effects is death, I think that's a very good indication that taking that medication is the last thing you should do if one of the side effects is death. So that basically, my perspective is that's God's way of telling you through a TV commercial that this is probably not your best option. So maybe you need to look for alternatives, and maybe that's a reason to call Doc Rick.
There you go. But I'm sure some people are thinking, when does one know when medication is the best course of action?
Well, if you don't know and the doctor can't give you an alternative or help you appreciate, I mean, that's one of the questions you want to ask. Is there a better alternative? Is there another alternative? Maybe you don't have an alternative for me, but is this the last resort? Is this the be-all, end-all? And then you always ask the question that's always, it's always there. What if I don't want to take the medication? What if I choose not to take the medication? Then what? The doctor may say, well, then I can't treat you as a patient. Well, good. Then go down the street to my pharmacist, okay, and have a conversation with him. Tell him I sent you. He'll be happy to have the conversation with you, because he has an agreement with me that if there's a way to get the person off their medication and do something natural, that that's what he would like to do. And he's a pharmacist.
Right. So if somebody comes to you and they're using medication, how will you know if you can wean them off of that medication?
Well, I personally won't know, but here's the thing. If they're coming to me because they have high cholesterol and they're already taking a statin medication and their cholesterol's being controlled by the medication and their liver enzymes are going up as a result, and we restore balance to them, perhaps they can reduce the amount of medication that they have. That's why I would ask them to go talk to my pharmacist. I don't know that their doctor is going to want to reduce their medication, but if we use blood pressure as an example,
right?
Okay, And their blood pressure is actually low as a result of taking the medication, because medication is supposed to lower your blood pressure. So if their blood pressure is now lower than it should be, the doctor should tell them to reduce the amount of medication.
Right.
And if the doctor doesn't tell them to reduce the amount of medication, the pharmacist will definitely tell them how to reduce the amount of medication. And as we improve the reason for their blood pressure being a problem and we restore balance to that, then they won't need their medication anymore. And their body will let them know that they shouldn't need to take it anymore.
Well, that makes complete sense. If one is experiencing muscular or joint pain, can physical therapy address the underlying cause of a problem?
Physical therapy is fine for recovery from a specific physical imbalance, like post-surgical or having had an injury or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can do proactive physical therapy type activities and go to the gym and do some exercises to strengthen an area for yourself. But if you have muscle aches and pains, the first thing I'm going to ask them to look at is what medication they're on, because 99% of the medications out there are going to cause muscle and joint pain.
Well, obviously, well, that makes complete sense. But obviously, surgery sometimes is necessary. I mean, people get into accidents. But as part of your alternative approach to medicine, should one ask if your doctor looks for the other solutions first?
That would be entirely up to the doctor and would be entirely up to the person who the patient. I mean, I think, again, at the end of the day, that's why I have two web pages on my website. They ask you to ask your doctor these questions,
right,
whether it's medicinally related or surgical related. And you need to find out, okay, is this the be-all, end-all? Is this the absolute only solution? Or is there another solution? And what if I don't choose to do what you're asking me to do? What are the consequences of that? And, you know, it's holding their feet to the fire is going to help you get to the truth. And at the end of the day, if a doctor is truly focused on wanting to help the patient, they're going to answer the question honestly. And doctors are going to have to confront the fact that sometimes the answer that they're giving may not be the answer that they want to say, for the simple fact that it kind of deters the patient from following their recommendations, which may short-term impact their business. But long-term, if you have a medical doctor that always does the right thing, sometimes not prescribing, you're going to earn a wonderful reputation for being somebody that's a conservative medical doctor as opposed to an aggressive one. And conservative doctors are always more highly sought after than the ones that are very aggressive.
Well, what do alternative health care practitioners do differently when approaching a health challenge?
That's an interesting question. I can't tell you what all alternative health care practitioners do. I can tell you what I do.
Right.
I do the same thing individually for every patient that comes into me. I take a good specific history for that individual. Now, I may ask some of the same questions, like how does this impact your life? How does it affect your relationship? How does it affect your ability to conduct relations with your significant other? Because there are things that happen with their medications or with their health condition. And having those understandings is important. But each individual is going to get a specific history interview specific to them based upon the answers to my questions. And then we're going to do a physical exam specific to that individual. And it may involve similar testing in my office to what, you know, I always ask if a person has a dysbiotic intestinal system. Why? Because that's the underlying cause for all health problems. Fix the dysbiosis and then they'll get well.
Right. So I think as we talk about how to find the right doctor, aren't medical doctors constrained by the pressures put on them by health insurance requirements and maintaining malpractice insurance?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why so many doctors are trying to get out from under that particular system. And I respect the hell out of those doctors for the simple fact that they see that the system's broken. They're not going to just conform to it. They're not going to be a bunch of drones. They're going to continue their free thinking. They're going to do what their Hippocratic Oath says, which is first to do no harm. And they're going to look for a way to reinvent themselves as a doctor to support their body or support their patient's body to be healthy. And these are the doctors that are doing advertisements on the internet for nutrition and coming up with nutritional solutions. Yeah, because God's first medicine has always been nutrition, and we need to always remember that. And so when a person has a health issue, if you're tired of having your health issue and you're tired of the medications, by all means, find an alternative practitioner. If you like what I happen to say on the radio, let me be that alternative practitioner. Nothing would please me more than to help you to better health and wellness by giving you the understanding that you need. And the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone at 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. Please don't text me because my cell phone does not receive texts. My email is the only other way you can communicate with me that way. So docrick@spineboy.com for email. 1-845-561-2225 if you want to talk to me or leave a message, or simply stop into the office at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park in Pooler, Georgia, and I'm happy to see you. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I hope we've helped you understand how we help to identify health issues and what we can do to help you back to better health. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Untune from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might.